新书、旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
A Market of Multitudes, How the Web Creates More Choices for Everyone, by Fritz Lanham.
人人有份的市场，网络是如何为人人创造更多的机会的？作者 Fritz Lanham.
Anderson is no mere business wonk. He embraces the long tail concept with the fervor of a visionary. He thinks online retailing...portends dramatic changes in our culture and economy. All good. Say goodbye to the tyranny of the hits, the relatively small number of movies or CDs or shirt styles or whatever that limited store space forces us to choose from. Online retailing opens a world of near limitless choice.
安德森不仅仅是一个只啃书本的商业理论家，他以一个梦想家的热情信奉着长尾概念。安德森认为，网上零售业预示着我们在文化和经济上将会发生戏剧性的变化，当然这些变化都是积极的，大家跟数量有限的电影、音乐唱片和款式不多的衬衣说再见吧。畅销货一统天下的局面已经一去不复返了，商店货架上的有限空间不能再左右我们的选择，网上零售业为消费者提供了几乎是无尽的选择。Hit， 这里的 hit 的意思是风行一时的东西，轰动一时的东西等等。比如说 ，That song was a hit last year， 那首歌去年风行一时。所谓的 hit song 指的就是歌手轰动一时的作品，也可以是说他们的成名曲。比如大家都很喜欢听的 Yesterday Once More， 昔日重现，就是 Carpenters 的 hit song。
And when given that, Anderson writes, people head off in every direction on the compass. Increasing choice seems to unlock demand for that choice. They explore obscure music, buy nearly forgotten 40-year-old movies.It may turn out people bought Madonna records all those years not because they loved Material Girl best of all, but because they didn't have many choices. Niche is the new now. The era of one-size-fits-all is ending, Anderson writes, and in its place is something new, a market of multitudes.
安德森写道，面对这样多的选择，人们购物时不再只是奔向某些固定方向，而是随心所欲了。随着选择越来越多，这似乎更释放了人们对更多选择的需求。人们四处寻找已渐渐被人淡忘了的音乐，购买40多年前发行的差不多都快被人忘了的电影。这些年人们买麦当娜的唱片，原因可能不是因为他们最喜欢她的那首《物质女孩》，而是因为他们没有太多的选择而已。现在缝隙市场成为了一个新的选择，安德森在书里写道，无差异性的时代已经结束了，取而代之的就是一些新的市场，一个大众的市场。
I'll definitely embrace the long tail when it comes to music, DVDs, funky colored kitchen mixers, and hard to find replacement parts for charcoal grills. But when Anderson turns to media and glories in how the rise of the blogosphere and Wikipedia, for example, will revolutionize information sharing, I get queasy. Being a card-carrying member of the mainstream media, I would, wouldn't I?
当提到音乐产品、DVD、厨房搅拌器的各种稀奇古怪的颜色，或者是木炭烤肉架难找的配件时，我们完全赞同长尾理论。可是当安德森转到媒体领域，认为博客文化和维基百科的兴起会给信息分享带来巨大变革，并为之欢呼雀跃时，我就不敢苟同了。作为一名主流媒体业的正式从业人员，我不会认同他的说法，难道我可以吗？ Wikipedia 维基百科，它已经成为互联网上最受欢迎的参考资料查询网站。它最大的特点就是任何网民都可以有权利对其中的词条进行数据的修改。 Wiki 一词来源于夏威夷语，是快的意思。
Anderson calls Wikipedia the massive online reference work that anyone can contribute to, arguably the best encyclopedia in the world, bigger, more up-to-date, and in many cases deeper than even Britannica. Because literally anyone can write or edit an entry, egregious errors do creep in, he admits. Someone with a political agenda can hijack a controversy-prone entry like Islam.
Wikipedia 维基百科是一部百科全书式的网上参考书，每个人都能够参与编辑。安德森这样评价道，它可以说是世界上最好的百科全书，更大更新，在很多时候甚至比不列颠百科全书还要高深。当然他也承认，因为几乎每一个人都能创作或者是编辑任何一条词条，所以维基百科中也有很多错误。有些怀有政治目的的人可以任意编辑一些存在争议的词条，比如说伊斯兰教。
But the system is self-correcting, he argues, with a pro-am swarm of self-appointed curators, quickly fixing the bad work of others. While Wikipedia entries vary in quality more than do Britannica entries,Wikipedia has 10 times more entries than its legendary competitor. So your chances of finding a reasonable entry on the topic you're looking for are actually higher in Wikipedia.
但是安德森认为，这个维基百科系统还有自动修正的机制。如果有人编辑了不恰当的内容，一群自我任命的专业与管理人能迅速地将其改正过来。维基百科的词条质量良莠不齐，在这点上是比不过不列颠百科全书的，但维基百科里词条的数量却是他那久负盛名的竞争对手的十倍。所以当您要查找某个话题的合理解释时，在维基百科上找到的几率更高。
Maybe, but for the foreseeable future, I'll not commit anything to print solely on the authority of Wikipedia. By the end of the book, Anderson seems more cautious in his predictions. Mass culture will not fall, he writes. It will simply get less mass. A niche culture will get less obscure. To succeed, Amazon will still need to sell plenty of mainstream books as well as obscure titles.
或许安德森的观点是有道理的，但是在可预见到的将来，我绝不会单独选择维基百科的内容来印制出版。在书作的最后，安德森对于未来的预测似乎谨慎了起来。他写道，大众文化不会衰微，只是所涉及的人群范围会缩小，而缝隙文化将会吸引更多人的注意。所以为了在商场上取胜，亚马逊网站依然既要卖主流的畅销书籍，又要卖那些没有什么名气的书。
Over the past couple of years, Anderson trotted out these ideas before audiences, and the book bears the sign of oral presentation, short, breezy paragraphs, frequent repetitions. This is not altogether a bad thing. He also keeps the jargon level relatively low. The English majors among us, though, may have trouble deciphering his charts. Challenging, thought-provoking, The Long Tail is one of those business books that, ironically,deserves more than a niche readership.
在过去的几年里，安德森向读者介绍了他的这些观点，而且这本书写得很口语化，段落简短，活泼风趣，经常重复。不过这也完全不是一件坏事。不过像我们这些英语语言专业的人，还是看不太懂书里的图表。 令人深思，发人深省，是一本应该拥有更大的读者群的商业书籍。Contribute to 做贡献，促成 Exercise contributes to better health 锻炼能促成更强健的体魄，这个词组还可以表示捐献，比如说向红十字会捐献就是 contribute to the Red Cross。 此外它还有投稿的意思， He contributed an article to the China Daily， 他为中国日报撰写一篇文章。
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
Anderson is no mere business wonk. He embraces the long tail concept with the fervor of a visionary. He thinks online retailing portends dramatic changes in our culture and economy. All good. Say goodbye to the tyranny of the hits, the relatively small number of movies or CDs or shirt styles or whatever that limited store space forces us to choose from.Online retailing opens a world of near limitless choice. And when given that, Anderson writes, people head off in every direction on the compass. Increasing choice seems to unlock demand for that choice. They explore obscure music, buy nearly forgotten 40-year-old movies. It may turn out people bought Madonna records all those years not because they loved Material Girl best of all, but because they didn't have many choices.Niche is the new now. The era of one-size-fits-all is ending, Anderson writes, and in its place is something new, a market of multitudes. I'll definitely embrace the long tail when it comes to music, DVDs, funky-colored kitchen mixers, and hard-to-find replacement parts for charcoal grills. But when Anderson turns to media and glories in how the rise of the blogosphere and Wikipedia, for example,will revolutionize information sharing, I get queasy. Being a card-carrying member of the mainstream media, I would, wouldn't I? Anderson calls Wikipedia the massive online reference work that anyone can contribute to, arguably the best encyclopedia in the world, bigger, more up-to-date, and in many cases deeper than even Britannica. Because literally anyone can write or edit an entry,Egregious errors do creep in, he admits. Someone with a political agenda can hijack a controversy-prone entry like Islam. But the system is self-correcting, he argues, with a pro-am swarm of self-appointed curators, quickly fixing the bad work of others. While Wikipedia entries vary in quality more than do Britannica entries, Wikipedia has 10 times more entries than its legendary competitor.So your chances of finding a reasonable entry on the topic you're looking for are actually higher in Wikipedia. Maybe, but for the foreseeable future, I'll not commit anything to print solely on the authority of Wikipedia. By the end of the book, Anderson seems more cautious in his predictions. Mass culture will not fall, he writes. It will simply get less mass. And niche culture will get less obscure. To succeed...Amazon will still need to sell plenty of mainstream books as well as obscure titles. Over the past couple of years, Anderson trotted out these ideas before audiences, and the book bears the sign of oral presentation, short, breezy paragraphs, frequent repetitions. This is not altogether a bad thing. He also keeps the jargon level relatively low. The English majors among us, though, may have trouble deciphering his charts.Challenging, thought-provoking, The Long Tail is one of those business books that, ironically, deserves more than a niche readership.
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。
听力课堂，听class.com。